with a look at the headlines of this hour from Mesilla Valley News. Here is Cynthia Mendoza.
Good afternoon. For the second time, a jury could not reach a unanimous verdict in the murder trial of former Santa Fe County Deputy Ty Chan, leading Judge Fernando Macias to declare a mistrial. Chan stood trial once again for the murder of his colleague Jeremy Martin in October of 2014 at Hotel Encanto. The jury started to deliberate shortly after noon on Tuesday. Chan's lawyer claims no one in the jury found Chan guilty on the first-degree murder charge, and only five jurors believe he was guilty on the second-degree murder charge. Chan's lawyer John Day talked to reporters after the deliberation, where he expressed that another trial would be a waste of tax dollars.
The district attorney wants to continue to try this case and waste taxpayer dollars. I would say you're going to get similar results.
In June of 2016, Chan's first trial ended in hung jury. Jeremy Martin's widow, Sarah Martin, explained how frustrating it was to go through the process once again.
There's a lot of legal things that cannot be brought before the jury. There's a lot of evidence that you have to follow guidelines for. And to sit there and listen to them lie or misbetray things, it's really hard. It's hard.
Breaking right now, Las Cruces District 3 City Councilor Olga Pedroza announced she will not seek re-election. In a letter sent to the Las Cruces Bulletin, Pedroza says her decision was a tough one, but says it was made easier knowing Gabe Vasquez will run for the seat she currently holds. Pedroza has been a city councilor since 2009. With a look at your headlines for this hour, I'm Cynthia Mendoza for Mesilla Valley News. Now a look at your national headlines with Fox News Radio.